You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name is the man, Mark Wilson. It's sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Just funny watching the Pistons wrap this sucker up this year. Interleague baseball comes at you in just about an hour and a half from right now. Tigers and Dodgers, second game of the series at Chavez Ravine. Anibal Sanchez, Josh Beckett. That's how it'll play itself out. Should be a very exciting evening in Echo Park, California.
It's the final game of the series.
I know. They're going to San Diego. I know.
Yeah.
That's it. Now they're going. Then they head over to Petco.
Mark, San Diego.
Beautiful.
Paradise.
73 every day.
Every day. Outside mall. You're not going to go inside.
I love people. You know, I've used that phrase forever. Like when we have a day like this, they say, I wish it was like this all the time. I said, we have that. It's called San Diego. Red Wings are on top of the Penguins. 1-0 in the first. Thomas Yurko with his eighth. He's got 8 goals now in the season. The Wings lead at Pittsburgh. 1-0 will keep you tabbed. Cavaliers and the Pistons now. Pistons have made their run. This is getting very exciting. They're only down 20. Here I thought they checked out when it was 30, but now they've bounced back, trying to avoid their 50th loss of the season. 84-64, 3:20 to play in the third quarter at Cleveland. Local scores first, Sportsnet with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Other NHL, Canadiens Blackhawks, no score second. Bijak Stars underway, no score in Dallas. Two others go after 10. NBA, Orlando leads Brooklyn 66-57 third. Still seems strange saying Brooklyn. I don't know why I could do that without snickering. Toronto over Philadelphia, I snickered. 71-64 in the third. Washington has caught up to the Jordan Bobcats. It's now a 56-55 game, Charlotte, in the third at D.C. Atlanta over Boston, 52-44, just before the half in that game. Other games, first quarter started Miami over Memphis, 27-23. Milwaukee leads Indiana, 25-23. What the hell has happened to the Pacers in the last 2 weeks? Boy, big time. I'm stumbling in. That's Susie Quattro. Detroit's very own Susie Quattro and Chris Norman, if you want to look it up on YouTube. Chicago over Minnesota, 21-20. Phoenix over New Orleans, 21-14. Shout out, Rob.
Shout out.
Shout out to Susie Q, Susie Quattro. You might be listening. Other baseball, American League, A's over the Twins, 7-4 and 11 on Derek Norris's three-run ding in the 11th. Royals beat the Rays, 7-3. Alex Gordon, homer and four ribbies. Red Sox beat the Rangers, Prince Fielder and company, Andy Miller with his first win. Of course, he was an ex-Tiger, or he is an ex-Tiger. Blue Jays over the Astros now in the fifth inning, 2-0. Orioles and Yankees tied at 3 in the fifth. National League, Mike Leake a four-hitter as the Reds win at St. Louis at the new Bush, 4-0. Marlins lead the Nationals now in the sixth, 5-0. Brewers over the Phillies, 4-3 in the fourth. Braves now lead the Mets, 4-0 in the fifth. Cubs over the Pirates, 1-0 second. Interleague games, doubleheader at Cleveland because of the rainout the other day. Indians win the opener 2-0 over San Diego. And then the Padres come back and win 2-1 in the nightcap. Rockies over the White Sox in interleague play at Coors, 10-4 with a 6-run eighth. Masters, we've been talking about it, begins tomorrow at Augusta with the ceremonial start from Gary Jack and Arnold Palmer at 7:40 a.m. And then we're off and rolling. NASCARs are in Darlington. Qualifying is Friday night at 6:05 for the Saturday night race, the Southern 500. And the Frozen Four College Hockey National Championships tomorrow in Philadelphia. Boston College versus Union College at 5 p.m. Minnesota versus North Dakota at around 8:30. Winners play Saturday night for the championship. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. I want to get back to the baseball stuff in a bit, if you don't mind, Rob. But I want to mention this, too, because this is really amazing to me. We all know how bad the Houston Astros
Me about that. I don't believe the
I don't believe
the number, no.
The 0.0?
I don't believe it. Now the only thing I will say, go ahead and say it first.
Well, I was going to actually say that their 0.0 is kind of weird in the sense that only 500,000 households in Houston, because of the situation they have with Comcast and others, it's not seen on Dish, it's not seen on DirecTV.
Right, that's a small
can
number.
Can only access the Astros games.
Right, that's a small
number.
Now,
I don't know why that is. They have a CSN Houston, and I don't know
but
why.
But only 500,000 people can see it.
And there's 5.6 million people in that area.
But, Mark, do you know what 500,000, and you don't even
that's
know.
That's 500,000 households, to be fair, by the way.
Right.
Not 500,000 people.
No, households, but you don't even know what area that is. You don't even know what part of town it is. I have no idea. So the only thing that I think is weird, I don't believe that the pregame show registered at 0.2 and then they turned off the TV and not watched the game. Why would you watch the pregame show, Mark?
Because it might have been on from something else that was lingering there prior. I've never seen a 0.0.
I don't
on that
believe
thing.
That. I think that's...
And it's still Nielsen rated. In that sense, it's not like we have in radio now. We have what's called the PPM, the personal people meters and whatnot, and they're and the ratings are just different now. It's just different. It's changed, and we don't talk about them on the air because we're technically not supposed to ever talk about numbers, radio numbers, but television numbers. We do it all the time. And we talk about when the Super Bowl has great ratings, or we talk about when American Idol goes down the crapper. You know, we mention all the time. Radio, we don't do it as much because that's the business we're in.
Right.
But television, to see that today was startling until you read further into the story. And, you know, just a 0.0, just you don't see that in sporting events ever. I don't care what event it is.
Even the Arena Football League or the WNBA registers people. I can't believe that they got a zero. Mark, was it 2005 that they were in the World Series? It wasn't 25 years ago.
Lost to the White Sox. No. I mean, look, the Astros situation has been...
I think sometimes people forget that, and they look like, oh, the Astros are... what team that was in the World Series less than 10 years? 9 years ago, Mark. 9 years ago.
I think that the Houston fans were very shattered. Been a National League club since they came to the league as the Colt 45s in 1962.
But them have to move to the American
League. Did not want to move to the American League. There was nobody.
They got scratched, though. They got scratched to move.
There was nobody in favor of that. Similarly, there were plenty of Brewers fans who didn't want to go to the National League. When Milwaukee left the American League, they'd been there since they left.
I don't know why they just go back? I guess because of the way the divisions are aligned.
Can you imagine telling the Milwaukee people now, you got to go back to the American League?
Go back to the American League and let... Why?
I mean, I don't know if that was on the table. I had not heard that being on the table. You know, there was talk about the Tigers at one point. Mike Ilitch put the absolute kibosh on a move to the. They fought going to the Central.
Well, but
they were an Eastern club.
But then they wanted to. They didn't want to give up the Red Sox and Yankees, Mark.
I
get that. I get it.
There was a minute note talk about the Tigers being that team that moves to the National League, and they said, under no way, no how, we've been around here since 1901, we're not going to the National League. That makes no sense for a charter member of Major League Baseball to have to change leagues at this point in the world.
Right. 248-848-1130 is the number.
But I wanted to correlate the Astros in a way, because when the Astros are bad, they can be bad forever, and I guess no one will care. But what's happened with the Lakers is really startling. The numbers are amazing. This is the worst year for the Los Angeles Lakers since 1958, when they were the Minneapolis Lakers. They weren't even in L.A. yet. Didn't move to L.A. till 60, 61. Back then, it was like George Mikan was the head coach, along with John Kundler or something. And you've got this unbelievably terrible year by the Lakers. They're doing things. Last night was the... I would say if you're a Laker, if you're Jack Nicholson, you're a Laker fan... Last night had to take the cake. They had an old-school game with the Houston Rockets. They lost. This was old-school showtime in L.A. at Staples. Houston beat the Lakers 145-130. There's no overtime. That's the score in a 48-minute regulation basketball game, which is like a early 1980s score, as Rob remembers those days. The Pistons have the record with Denver. Highest scoring game ever.
I remember.
186-184. So this is 145-130. Terrence Jones led the Rockets with 33. They shot 58%, 58 rebounds. Nick Young, off the bench, had 32 for the Lakers. You barely even know who's playing for the Lakers anymore. That's with Gasol out with the vertigo, Kobe out just because he's out. And then Mitch Kupchak gets a contract extension. He's been there since 2000. You know, the Lakers are about to tank this year, and he gets an extension, and Joe D's about to go bye-bye. I mean, it's a little weird, a little strange, a little dichotomy there. It's only the third time the Lakers have been out of the playoffs, since 1976. Third time.
Playoffs?
Are you kidding me?
We got a little Jim Moore there. I didn't know that. I just thought I'd bring that up because I want to know, is basketball better because the Lakers stink, or is it bad because the Lakers stink?
I'm going to tell you this. I thought this was one of the worst seasons for NBA basketball.
Oh, for the
regular
NBA.
Season. I'm serious, Mark. I know the Spurs kept winning and, different things going on. I just didn't get into the season. And I know,
would you have been into it if the Pistons had been in this thing at all?
Well, it's not just the Pistons. It's that Kobe was hurt. The Lakers wound up being so bad. The Knicks are terrible. Well, I mean, when you start looking at the teams, Mark, a lot of teams are bad.
Bulls are
average.
Forget,
Derrick Rose Brooklyn is out. Was bad early in the season. Yeah. Remember all the injuries?
It's only been the last 3 weeks.
Right. Now they're hot now, and they're making a run, but I'm saying it was bad.
Rick in Port Huron, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Rob, Mark, welcome back. Things are better in the world because you guys are back on the radio.
Oh, man, dude,
that's the nicest
on.
Thing, bud. Thank you.
Hey, I'm waving to you on ParkerDeMann.com.
Hey, Mark, I want to give your man there, Rob, a little dap. I was at a Pistons game against Oklahoma City, and Rob was there with a buddy of his. And he took time out of his dinner to take a picture with my two little guys. And they got that on their wall in their bedroom.
Wow.
And they have not watched ESPN First Take since Rob's been off there. They boycotted because that's their man. Rob Parker's their man. So
wow,
I just want to say that.
That's pretty nice. I really appreciate that.
So the kids have a picture with Rob. It's on their wall. But how did you Photoshop Rob out?
Stop.
Oh, he's still on the picture. Oh, I got it. I got it. Okay.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude. Hey, Rob, Mark, I want you guys' opinion on David Chad, because you look at the Tiger situation, it's like we have nothing in our farm system, and he's been with us for, what, 7, 8, 9 years.
Who are we talking about here?
David Chad, the director of our—
Yes, David Chad. I didn't hear what you said. Okay, go ahead. Right.
Yeah. And it just looks like anytime we have a problem, we have to buy our way out of it. And you look at the really good teams, the Bostons, the St. Louis, you know, on and on. They can go to their farm system and bring somebody up to fill that slot. And I just wonder why he's not coming more under fire than what he is.
You know, I just looked up his full name. It's David Hanging Chad.
Rick, he's used a lot of those guys in trades over the last 6 years.
And you know what? Teams do that. That's what the minor leagues afford, to be able to make trades.
Want to win now?
The only thing I will admit, and this is Castellanos, this is a big thing. He got off to a good start. But they haven't developed since Dave has been here as well. An everyday player, which is mind-boggling to me. You know what I mean? Like they haven't developed their own everyday player.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't count Austin Jackson because he came from a trade. I'm talking about their own homegrown guy.
Alex Avila.
Talking about a productive player.
Well, he was an all-star.
How long do you guys think it'll be before they go to Toledo and bring up Crosby and Ortega and that bunch?
I think it'll be a bit of time. They want to win. Look, they're still in win-now mode.
Oh, no, they are. It's too
Rick,
early
it's
to be
it's been
like
8 years of win-now mode. They had the one back. They went backwards in 2008 when they had the last place predicted right here. Thank you.
Mark did predict that, which
on opening day, so they'd be in last.
We had a big argument because I was like, Mark, they're not going to the playoffs, but they're not going to be in last place.
And they finished in last. And the reason I brought up 2008 is because that was the time. But since that time period, I just mentioned Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller won a game today for the Red Sox. He's a guy you got rid of. Jacob Turner, he's a guy who went to Miami. He had a great performance against him in the spring. Cameron Maben. Now, it didn't work out well for Cam, but these are guys that went right to the major leagues. They're playing around the majors. So they have guys playing, just not for the Tigers. But that's because why, Rick? You don't want to go watch a repeat of 2003, and they're scared to death of a repeat of 2003. And I think that's the biggest reason why, yeah, they got to go get a couple of rental players, and you don't see as many homegrown guys. Pitching, they've grown them. Porcello, yeah. Verlander, they had Zamaya, but he tanked out, obviously. Evan Reed, who's in the trouble he's in right now, but he's homegrown. Luke Putkonen, these guys are there. They're playing. Whether you like them or not, it's a different deal. But to answer your question, yeah, that's going to take a hit on the farm system when you get rid of that many people in a short period of time.
I got you. Well, hey, guys. It's great having you guys on. The evenings are a lot better around here, and keep up the great work.
Well, Rick, don't be a stranger.
And tell your boys I said what's up, and I appreciate the support, and everything's going to work out. Everything's going to be great. Let me tell you one thing. I had, and Mark will tell you, Mark, because we talked, I had a great 6 years at First Take and a great 8 years at ESPN. I'm telling you.
He never said one bad thing about it until that last fateful time.
I loved every minute of it, every minute of it.
All right, well, you guys take care and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
All right, Sports Night with Parker DeMann. More calls, 248-848-1130. I want to get into this thing, too, about the Lakers and whether the league is better. We say this a lot about other teams. Yankees, we talk about that a lot. Dallas Cowboys. What about the Lakers? I see a lot of Laker jerseys when I go to the Palace, even when the Lakers aren't there. I see Kobe. I see Shaq. To this day, I saw Karl Malone Laker jersey. The guy was there a year.
Karl Malone.
He was there a year, and a crappy year at that, and lost to the Pistons to boot. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker DeMann, back on the Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Rob Parker here for Southern Nosh Vegetarian Soul Cafe. Hey, Mark, they're reinventing soul food in great-tasting superfoods.
Love it.
With no meat in the mix. Power up on Southern-style veggie proteins, savory sides, and smoothies made fresh and fast. Mark, you can either dine in or carry out. Go meatless at Southern Nosh Vegetarian Soul Cafe, located right there on Northwestern Highway, north of 12 Mile and the Sunset Strip. It's presented by Beans and Cornbread, my boy Patrick over there. You know he runs the place. So try Southern Nosh today. Pick up the phone, call 248-352-1682. That's Southern Nosh, 248-352-1682. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Southern Nosh.
Wings still up 1-0. Get to that in a sec. 1-0 is your score over Pittsburgh. That's after one. Yurko with the goal. Pistons now down 30 again. It's 109-80, whatever. They just checked out. 109-83 with 7:50
to play.
They made
their obligatory run and got within 20, okay.
So 1-0 Red Wings as they a win tonight, or just a law with the 1 point, gets them in the postseason for the 23rd straight year. 248-848-1130. John and Royal Oak, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man back on the Fan. What's up, John?
Good evening, guys.
What's happening?
Hey, before I get started, it just like the previous caller and others that I probably didn't hear, can't tell you how great it is to hear you two together again.
Are you watching or just listening, John? Because I'm waving to you on parkerandtheman.com. You can watch this video streamed.
I appreciate that. I cannot see that right now.
Okay, I'm waving to you, John. I'm telling you.
Awesome. It's just great to be able to listen to you. Agree or disagree, you guys have given me more enjoyment for sports radio. So kudos to you.
Well, you know what?
Bringing a tear to my eye.
I'm serious. No, that's very, very nice. Seriously, Mark and I'm going to tell you. No, and I'm not going to get sappy, but it's easy to work with Mark. I'm just telling you, if it was anybody else, I doubt I would be doing this again. I'm not even kidding you. But Mark makes it easy, and I enjoy working with him. So it's been a great 10 years.
You have something special, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob, the last time I called to show you just how old school,
all right.
You were going on about, and this is good, you were going on about, remember, if it wasn't the Pistons or the team with Shaquille, you're not winning the NBA title. Wasn't that was something you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just wondering, today, the snapshot of today, what's making the teams win today? I can't think of it. It's just the one player. It can't be just Kobe. Is there more than just the LeBron thing and him moving around like Shaq did? What else might be going on?
Yeah, you know what? The league, and I think that's the big problem. Mark was just talking about the league and the Lakers and all that. It's just a stagnant league, and I'm serious.
Yeah, boring.
It's very boring, and I keep telling people that. And, yes, you want to watch LeBron's career and his journey. You know, you're watching one of the greatest ever. But it doesn't feel as good. It doesn't feel as good as, and I don't know why. I'm not trying to make it a old man thing or being nostalgic because
old man thing.
No, because of Michael Jordan. You know, we watched him, and even though people in Detroit hated him, they have respect for him and what he was able to do. And in this NBA, I just don't have that feel. I really don't.
Are you missing a rivalry?
Yeah. Where's the rivalry? And now, you know what? The one we might see that's going on, the Brooklyn Nets they swept Miami this year. They beat them all four times because of matchups. They just match up well against them. But who else can beat that team?
Or is it, Rob, is it LeBron as good as he is just that nth great player? We've seen it. We've seen this. It's not a new story anymore.
It's kind of that, but I think
I don't know, boys. I think you better reveal your ages. I seriously better. John, how old are you?
49.
I'm 50.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's something about age. You've seen it, been there, done it, got the tea.
No, but Mark's
why aren't you stoked by Kevin Durant and what he's done?
No, I know, Mark, but I'm just saying when you look at the landscape, and you talk about it all the time, what's the last since 1980? I mean, how many teams have
nine teams
won a championship?
In 30 plus years.
Teams. I mean, you know what? Everybody talks about baseball not having a salary cap. When you go look at the same stretch, I think more like 18 teams have won the World Series.
It's twice as many as the NBA.
And I don't know, 18, like 26 teams have been to the World Series.
Yep.
So I think there's more flavor there where the NBA, it does seem tired to me. It seems tired. I'm with you.
So, all right. So we replace, Stern with you tomorrow. What do you do?
Well, Adam Silver's trying to young it up a little bit. He's going to try to young up the league. He wants to make it so that maybe it's not for you, John, anymore. Maybe it's not for the 40. Maybe it's for the 29 to 35 set and not for the 49-year-olds. I don't know what you do. I think what you do is you pray that in college basketball, the next great thing is coming.
Yeah, and you know what? What's unbelievable is, according to Danny Ainge and some other scouts, no game changers in the draft.
Not this one.
That's what they say. And you're talking about Jabari Parker, that kid Wiggins who came out with all the hype, right, from Canada. He's supposed to be the next
It'll
this
be
and
Montague,
that.
Gil, Caesar.
Oh, stop.
Remember the name, John.
But there's nobody. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. And if LeBron goes back to Cleveland, which I think is a real possibility, I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
He won't.
Why? Let me tell you this real quick. I'm going to tell you why.
His wife wants to go there.
He's going to get Cleveland.
He's going to go get Cleveland. But you know why? It's because LeBron is one of those guys who is afraid of making people mad. He has a big house that he built out there. He wants to be able to go back there. And you know what? You know how you get the people to like you again? He's won his championships now. So even if he goes to Cleveland, never wins again, he has two under his belt, and he can live with that if he never wins again.
And, John, don't forget, she's not his girlfriend anymore. She's his wife.
And you know how wives
are. She wants to go back to Central, Upper, Western Ohio.
I'm not saying anything. My wife might be listening.
Exactly.
Last one, Tiger chasing the Masters thing. Not the Masters, but the Majors thing.
He has to win one first before we can even have that conversation. If he wins one, then I'm ready to reopen it again.
Right.
Yeah, unless he wins, I can't even
John,
talk
thank
about
you, man. Appreciate it.
Keep listening. Enjoy, gentlemen.
Yep.
All right.
Always, don't be a stranger. All right, we got Sports Wrap coming up. Big 9 o'clock hour. Get into it. 248-848-1130. Mark and Rob, Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Check us on the iHeartRadio app. Check us on the web stream. ParkerTheMan.com. Yes, Rob?
Are we doing that Lions? The big receiver? They want to move
on. Oh, Sammy Watkins?
Do you want
him?
Yeah,
we can do that. No. Hell no.
I want to hear people say
hell
that they want
and
him.
No. Hell's
They're already
to the
trying
no.
to replace Calvin
I
Johnson.
Know.
Are you sure?
So, you know what?
Do you want Sammy Watkins? Yes or no?
That's what I think about Sammy Watkins.
And why? All right. 248-848-1130.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man back on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN. The Fan.